Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome along to the Wise Men Say podcast. We've got a little bit of bonus content for you. Now, we're about to hear from Dave from Stoke City's The Wizards of Drivel podcast. Obviously recorded the previous show on Wednesday, so Dave has kindly sent us this, where he discusses the match and all things Alex Neil. So over to Dave.
Hi folks, my name's Dave and I'm one of the team behind the Wizards of Drivel podcast. It's a semi-regular podcast that covers the highs and, well, quite often lows of supporting Stoke City. Stoke season so far, well, it's just been incredibly dire. We sacked Michael O'Neill with a few games gone in the season. After a fairly bland start, we appointed, as you guys well know, Alex Neil, and, well, it's not improved much since then, in all honesty. We've hovered around the lower reaches of the table for almost all the season, and as I record this, we've just been knocked out of the FA Cup after a relatively decent display by Premier League Brighton. No disgrace in that, but another... sort of competition we're out of fairly early. My expectations and hopes for the rest of the season are we just do something to keep the fans inspired and engaged, and it hasn't really looked like that. We will produce the odd performance every now and again, but particularly at home, our performance have been really, really, really turgid. We've dominate possession in a lot of games this season, but just not produced enough up front to really get the fans excited. And that's due to a number of things, due to quality of player, it's due to management, it's due to sort of the overall decline of the club since we got relegated from the Premier League. It's a whole real mess down Stoke, and it's making me regret buying tickets for Sunderland away. But there you go, the life of a football fan. My thoughts on Sunderland's season so far are you've absolutely had our pants down and then some. Like, I'll be honest, I did scoff at the idea of Tony Mowbray being your manager. I thought he'd kind of maybe had his day as a football manager at this level. He's obviously got a good pedigree behind him, taking West Brom up. But then again, most West Brom managers end up taking them up. But, you know, you guys have produced some really good football. You're up at the right end of the table as opposed to our end of the table. I've got mates who are Sunderland fans, and they are quite rightly very, very pleased with how your first season up has progressed. You've got some quality players in there. You seem really on side with everything. And even if you don't make the playoffs this season, you'll have certainly made a damn good show of it. I expect that Sunderland will finish... probably definitely top 10 of the table. I can't say whether they'll finish in the playoffs or not. You've definitely got the quality too, and if it came to the crunch in the end of the season and you were battling out for the playoffs, I would probably back you guys with your home support, with your travelling support as well, to see those crucial games over the line. So I would, you know, between probably 5th and 10th for Sunderland, and Stoke will finish between 16th and 20th. What an exciting proposition that is for us. My thoughts on Alex Neil are, and you will enjoy this, bold fraud. bold fraud. I mean, I keep seeing people say there's underlying numbers to suggest we are improving, and there's this, there's that that Neil is doing, which is quite good or quite progressive. And he has inherited a very, very mediocre squad. But still, the football is not good. The performances are, on the whole, not good. He's not inspired me at all. At least with Michael O'Neill, he was at least a likeable bloke and there was a certain underdog spirit. But I think on that crazy day where Neil left for the Potteries, I think you may have switched him with someone, because this was not the Alex Neil we were sold by any stretch. It's just really bad. It's just so bad. My thoughts on where Sunderland need to watch out this weekend are Tyrese Campbell. When he's on one, when he's cutting in from the left, he can produce stuff. Josh Laurent and Lewis Baker are really good midfield players and they can produce a shot from long range. But those would be the main areas to watch out for. I think you guys are probably the better team overall. I think you guys will win this weekend. I think it'll be a bit of a harrowing day for Alex Neil and for Stoke fans. I think you guys will probably win 2-0. Because I don't think we've got enough quality to, first of all, break you down, but also to deal with your attacking threat. The song most associated with Stoke is, of course, Delilah, the Tom Jones classic. It has been reworked, so the original Tom Jones lyrics have been changed, which is relevant if you follow rugby at all and you've heard about the Welsh rugby fans being told not to sing Delilah. The Stoke version does not mention murder. It does mention another act between a man and a wife, which is, I suppose, better, but also not great. If we're winning, which is a very, very slim chance, you'll probably hear a very sped up version of Delilah emanating from our end of the Stadium of Light. All the best, lads. All the best the rest of the season. And just to reiterate, you've absolutely had our pants down with the Alex Neil situation. And who could have foreseen that at the start of the season? Well, probably any Stoke fan who knows what it's like to be a Stoke fan. All the best. Cheers. As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind.
Thanks very much to Dave for that. Some great insight into Stoke City season and, of course, our bold friend Alex Neil. Make sure you tune in to the Reaction Pod on Saturday evening after Sunderland versus Stoke City and go and read all of the lovely, lovely content on wisemensay.com or .co.uk, whatever it is. Thanks very much for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.